Okay. Simon Kuf Lamed, Dinner says to me, Chuva, Uboi, Vav Se'ifim. Fine. So, Aser Simei Chuva, Shmam Mayra Aleim, the name shows what they are. Shem Yuchadim LeChuva, there are days that are special for Chuva. Chalad B'chuyivaz, Lashal B'chuva, Shalem L'fnei Hashem Yisparo, everybody's required to do Chuva. Kaidem by Yom HaGadol Ha'Aner, Yom HaKippurim, before the awesome day of Yom Kippur comes, Shenemar L'fnei Hashem Titaru. Before Hashem, you should make yourself tall. V'nemar Tishu Hashem B'himotzai. Now you should look for Hashem when he's making himself found. Famar Rav Hashem Mizal, Elo Asar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, obviously including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right? Lachain, Taruch Adam B'Yom Ha'il L'Fashrish Ma'aseh. A person has to think about his actions, V'Lashir L'Ma'aseh V'Ro'im, and do tshuva from his bad actions. V'Safik Aveira Tzricha Yoyseh Tshuva Me'Aveira V'Adoz. A doubtful tshuva needs more tshuva than a definite tshuva. A person has more regret when he knows he did an aveira, but when then he doesn't. That's why an asham tali, which is brought when you're not sure if you did the aveira, that is brought with more. It costs more money than a carbon chatas. Yarm v'tayra mitzvahs v'tzedaka. You should do tayra mitzvahs tzedaka v'yamayim and do less business because of Ramakzal. Yamim elu. You should look at these days like it's cholamayit. Shelo yaseh bem ela melacha. You should only do melacha that's necessary. Just like cholamayit, you only do melacha that's necessary. So too here. The most thing he has to do is be misakin the things between him and his friend, asher aleim ain kapara, that they don't have any kapara. Achi yachzer es hagazal es aishik, until he returns what's stolen, and aishik is what's rip people off, meaning you withhold from them. For yefaisu shiyim, and you should be mefayis that he's my base. Roi lo adam shi's nag v'yom elu gam b'chumras she'ena noeg b'hem kol hashana. You should also have chumras that you're noyig a whole year, that you're not noyig a whole year. He got one of action. May Hashem is barach shemai she is nagi one of a chassidus. We also ask Hashem that he should. We want Hashem to deal with us, lifnim mishuras hadin. So that's why we also have to do it. Va'aychol kol hashana pas palter. If you eat a whole year pas palter, which is bread from how do you say it, bakery. Which is at Kula. So then, lo yoicha b'yom elu, ki im pas Yisrael, you should only eat in these days, pas Yisrael. The Kadoim Lezen, similar. So from the Kitzur's mashma, that you should, for those that don't keep Chol Yisrael, should keep Chol Yisrael. Right? But I'm not so sure that they need this. There's a cheshbon, meaning, should you keep Rabbeinu Tam for Matzah Shabbos, if you normally don't keep Rabbeinu Tam? There's hundreds of chumras
So why
to,
not?
that are out there. What?
Why not?
Because there's a specific cheshbon. Some places can have a specific cheshbon about what, why they have these things. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Because if the truth is, because if you hold of cholostam, right, then you hold it's Chol of Yisrael. Rav Moshe holds Chol of Stam is Chol of Yisrael. So whatever. But anyways, fine.
Okay, so I won't keep Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Listen, he said already that you shouldn't do malach. You should treat it like Chol HaMoed. So what's your rush, right? You should try and do least malacha possible.
So turn on my phone for the daf.
That's basically right. That's basically it. Gimel, Birchas HaMazon, Yishayin Elim, HaRachamon Yichadish, K'may Baruch Hashanah. The whole Aser Simei Tshuva, you say HaRachamon Yichadish. Dalet Noigin Shalei Lassis, Nesuim B'Yom Ve'ilu. The meaning is that we don't get married during these days. Hey, B'Shabbos Shuvah, Yesh Likris L'Mafter Adam Choshev. B'Shabbos Shuvah, Mafter should go to somebody Choshev. Because of the Haftarah about how Choshev doing tshuva is. Vav, yesh ragim shein mekatchin es lavana ad matzah yom kippur. Some are knowing that they don't do kiddush lavana until matzah yom kippur. Shas smeichim, that's when we're happy. U'mekaydem hayu bedag, and before that, we're scared. Yesh ragim da adarava. Some say, do the opposite. Toiv lekatcha kaydem kidei lehoise b'schuyus. You should better do it before, so you have more mitzvahs. Hakol lofi hazman, everything is according to the time. Meaning, if you see that the weather forecast is going to be lousy, so then you should do it. If it's in a place that you can buy a sroigim and a dasim, you love him. He's saying that it's better to buy you lulav and esrog before Yom Kippur. Like this, you'll have more schusim. So, I mean, the question becomes, is there a schus in buying things? The schus is to do the mitzvah, right? Is there a mitzvah to do that?
L'kachtan l'chem, how is he supposed to get it if you don't buy it? I'm just wondering.
No, you're supposed to l'kachtan l'chem means you maybe there's a chokhmah sadam that's machayon mashma. That you're not mechuyev to make yourself meshugah. Like you wake up erev Yom Tov, if you find the lulav and esrog good, if not, you're potter. I'm not saying that you should do that, but meaning the mitzvah kachtem is to take it. But who says that it's a hechsher?
No, that's not. That doesn't take it. It's take yours. Take something that you own.
Yeah, so you borrow and you make it a lechem. I'm saying you borrow it, so you make it lechem.
Okay, if that's how you treat your mitzvahs, kacha won't
no,
be
saying,
no, that's
but
all.
Saying,
the point
so
is,
that
I'm adding schusim. You're right. I could get away with a lot of things.
No, right.
If I'm doing that term, that's exactly the point. You just
right,
you
saying,
made
is
the
is there
point.
A mitzvah
so
for me to
where you're coming from.
Is it a mitzvah to me to go buy a lulav and esrog? Let's say I'm a gvir and somebody brings me my lulav and esrog. I lost out on a mitzvah.
You lost out in the what do you call it? In the yeah, hechsher mitzvah. Of course, you lost out in the hechsher mitzvah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Is hechsher mitzvah considered a mitzvah?
Going to buy, that's part of it. Making your tzitzis, is not a mitzvah or not? The master.
So then, I
making your matzahs every Pesach. Once you're opening up this can of worm, we could go pretty deep.
Is there a
difference
if I put up my sukkah or I pay someone $100 to put up my sukkah?
Same concept. If getting involved in mitzvahs is really nothing, then a lot of the stuff falls away. Obviously, Chas Rav won't even be thinking of that, heaven forbid.
Naftali, go to Meiriv. We're finished, Naftali. Go to Meiriv. Yeah.
Bye. I'm listening.
I'm just saying, don't lose Meiriv.
I know. I have to go. No, I'm going to go to what's called? I'll get this. I'm just saying,
you see from this kitzer that there's a hechsher mitzvah.
It's important.
It's a major thing. Yeah,
absolutely. It's important.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the Welt looks at it like that. Historically, the rabbi buys the Esrogim, like loving the Esrogim for the Tzibur, no?
Well, you never heard of people making matzahs?
I heard
you
of
never heard
making
that.
Matzahs,
never
yeah.
heard that concept. There's no mitzvah of making the matzahs, there's eating matzahs. There's an evolved being involved in a mitzvah. This is our concept.
I'm saying, where is the? Is it a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to the point that you're gonna have more schusim because you did that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Trying to say we're trying to literally.
So then, why does everybody
it's how you treat them? It's
matzahs.
Attitude.
They just.
It's an attitude thing. That's really what the whole point is.
It's a little.
If you're trying to win a case, you want to show your effort. This whole point is the effort thing. And yeah, somebody gets an esrog in the mail compared to somebody who goes out and finds and hawks and gets the right one. Yeah, he gets more of a mitzvah than somebody gets a mail ten.
Okay,
if you can't see that's inherently a problem.
It's a chiddush. It is a chiddush.
That's not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. It's a fact. Anything you put more effort into, you get more scar. Rishon Sar Agra. It's a fact. It's a gemara.
It's the Fum Sar Agra has not with anything. Right, but
then
okay,
what does
the
that
kids
mean?
Are as much
then
like
what
that.
What does that mean then?
The fum tzara, the harder you work, the more you reward. Usually, most time when you work, if you go to work and you mop the floor really hard, you're gonna have a cleaner floor than if you don't. But
you're literally just saying exactly what I'm saying. It's more of a
Avada,
mitzvah. It's a greater
but
mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
it's
Same, same
not. No,
thing.
I'm saying this. The Kitzur is clearly saying that. What I'm saying is that it's a chiddush to say that it's such a mitzvah ad kedei kach that you should do it before Yom Kippur. That's what I'm saying. It's a chiddush. I think it's a chiddush, but you're saying it's not a chiddush. That's fine. That's fine.
Some of us learned the second paragraph of Kiddushin, the first page. Mitzvah by
Yeah.
Yesh Mishluchai. It's not a foreign concept. It's
That's
a
talking
straight of
about
Gemara. Kiddushin daf mem aleph
correct,
ronav.
but that's talking about where you're going to do the mitzvah as opposed to getting asking somebody else to do the mitzvah for you. This is not a mitzvah per se. Right?
Is a mitzvah to be mekadosh a woman, or does a mitzvah for you to have children? Look in the
There's a
Chinuch.
mitzvah. No, there's a mitzvah to be married to a woman. There's a mitzvah to be married to a woman.
So that's chuppah. That's not kedushin. That's akush is obviously part of it.
Whatever it is, you have to do it whichever way the chachamim, whatever mahalach the chachamim gave.
And to me, I don't know
Yeah.
why this is just kind of, to me, this is kind of how we're brought up. But that,
All
yeah,
right.
but I guess
Okay.
you weren't brought up in more of a Hasidic environment.
Maybe, maybe.
We
Let me ask you a
still could
question.
save you.
You
We still
roll
could
your
save you.
wicks. You roll your wicks.
You really should, yeah. I
I'm
don't
asking. The
because I
Olam
don't know
doesn't
how
roll their
to.
wicks.
Who's the Olam? Who's the Olam?
I
The Chassidim do
don't.
it. The Chassidim do
See
it.
them? Yeah, at a Hanami. Yeah.
So,
See them do it.
Yisrael doesn't do it, so it doesn't make it right. They don't say karbanos either.
Right.
So, not everything people do are right. I mean, if you should
Well,
do, you should
the
do
day you're getting this today. If you're learning instead, then the shaila is it better to learn or do
it.
to spend? So you get into that age old machlokes.
100%. So you know, that's not that entire. That's not the entire focus. It's a more thing. It's a hechsher mitzvah mitzvah.
Yeah. Right, and a phenomenon.
You know, the
And a
Liz Demila
phenomenon.
goes through like, this is not kind of a weird conversation. Just the Gemara's handle this.
Yes, it does. Yep. Anyways, all righty.
Shire, thank you.
Everybody should have a
Thank you.
fine
Thank you
night.
both. Thank you both.
There you go. Sagazunt.
Good night, Shabbos.
Asuras Tavis.
How
Good
much
night,
more traveling do you have?
Shabbos.
All right,
There's a
thank
lot
you.
of traffic. There was a concert or something in the over here.
So